You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend.
All right. Hi, welcome back for another week.
Welcome back, Jack. How you doing?
All right, Mike. How you doing? Well, it was a little tough week just in general in all football games.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, a couple of key injuries now that are going to affect a lot of those teams for the next couple of weeks. And I proved that, I know nothing this week yet about football. Well, I didn't do too well.
I've got the results here. This is like, when you were in school as a kid and like your teacher says, I got the results.
Oh, no. Right. Week two results. Go
you
for
actually,
it.
You actually, you won 7.
Really?
Not bad.
All right.
You won 7. I won only 6.
Uh-huh. So you won week one. I won week 2.
So we're tied.
Right.
There you go.
Let's go for it.
Let's go into our week 3 picks. All right. We start things off with the other team from New York City. They are...
There's another team in New York
City?
There is.
There's a team that wears blue.
Oh, Buffalo Bills.
Look at that. That's Western New York. Sorry, Western New York.
All right.
The New York Giants going into Cleveland against the Cleveland Browns.
All right.
Cleveland's getting 6.5 points, Jack, in this game.
Well, again, I mean, you know, the Giants are the Giants right now. Again, I'm not going to just pick straight up winning teams and everything. This is going to be based on the points. I'm going to go with Cleveland because of the points.
There you go. Jack's taking the Cleveland Browns.
How about you, Mike?
I don't like that point spread, 6.5 at all.
I don't.
That's brutal. So I'm going to take the Giants on the points, but I'm also going to take the Giants to win because they were so close last week. Everyone's ready to throw.
So you're saying they're going to win by a touchdown?
No, I'm saying it's going to be closer than touchdown. It's going to be a close game, but I'm taking the Giants to actually win a game. I don't know how. Maybe the last one they have for a very long time.
I'm going with Cleveland just because of the points.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to, you know.
You don't think the Giants can cover?
Nah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we're different on that one, but that's what's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Next game up on Sunday afternoon.
All right. We got a barn burner in Tennessee. We got the Green Bay Packers with Malik Willis going for a second straight win at the Tennessee Titans. Titans are 2.5 point favorites.
All right. The only wild card there is I'm hearing rumor mills that Mr. Love might actually try to play in that game.
Mm.
So that could change, you know, the outcome in a little bit.
It could.
All right. What's the point spread?
2.5.
2.5. Green Bay favored, obviously.
They are Tennessee's favored.
Tennessee's favored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Green Bay.
Jack's going with Green Bay. Once again, we're going to have another difference. I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Okay.
Until I see Jordan Love run onto the field, I got to take the Tennessee Titans. I'm betting that Will Levis will not be throwing the football backwards this time like he did last week for the Titans.
Whoops.
Whoops, exactly.
He got turned around, spinned around, and he just threw it around.
He saw Will McDonald like, no, I don't want to go there.
I want to go to him. He's nicer. All righty.
But we got the Chicago Cubs.
Chicago Cubs? Well, the way they've been playing baseball, you know, they might as well.
Might as well be. The Chicago Bears into Indianapolis to take on the Colts. The Colts, a 1.5 point favorite. This is not a fun game. Ouch is right.
Indianapolis.
I agree with you, Indianapolis. Again, we'll see what happens. Those are two teams that are kind of...
Yeah,
kind of unbalanced right now. That they got they're too young at quarterback, and the head coaches. Well, both of them were in the hot seat last year. Anyway, Houston Texans at the Minnesota Vikings. Houston has got a 2-point favorite on the road in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm taking Minnesota as well. I know Houston's the favorite, and they're getting the points here too, but Minnesota's playing great football to start the season. Sam Darnold is right now the comeback player of the year, where he's playing.
Very unusual. I mean, maybe he's finally found this team that he can make his mark with.
I said to a friend, and this is kind of a Jets thing here, I said to a friend the other day, wouldn't it be something if the NFC Championship game would be Sam Darnold with the Vikings against Todd Bowles from Jets head coach?
Tampa Bay.
In Tampa Bay. And he's like, don't you bring that up! Don't you dare bring that up to me! How dare you! Well, you know what? It could happen, but right
Stranger
now...
things could happen.
Things could happen. But Minnesota, I like them going to 3-0 as well.
Yeah. All righty.
Yeah.
Moving on, sir.
All right. This is going to have... I'm sure Joel is very nervous about this game, but I think he cares more about his Phillies right now because it's in the pennant race trying to win the National League East. But the Philadelphia Eagles, coming off of their loss to the Falcons last week, are in New Orleans to take on the Saints. The Saints, a 2.5-point favorite.
That I am pretty amazed at.
Yes.
That New Orleans is favored over the Eagles. I mean, yes, they wallop the heck out of my Dallas Cowboys, But this is Nolens. It's not like when it was Drew Brees.
No.
You know, this is a totally...
going to come back to earth at some point.
Right. And, I mean, I'm very surprised that just because of the point spread, I'm very surprised that Nolens is favored, but I'm going with the Eagles.
I'm going fly. Eagles fly as well. I think desperate times call for desperate measures now.
And you're
going
to see Jalen Hurts being the quarterback that he is.
And I think New Orleans is going to come back crashing down to earth at some point.
Yeah, I think they had their game of the week last week when they took on the Cowboys and... We're just not going to talk about that. Moving on.
Yeah. Moving right along, and you don't want to be in Philadelphia if they lose two in a row. Whoa, oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay, the Los Angeles Chargers into Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Another very odd odds on this one, if you will, because Pittsburgh is a 1.5-point favorite against the Chargers, both teams 2-0. But really, Jack, I think both teams are in very different positions at 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, Jim Harbaugh obviously is proving himself, being a coach.
Yep.
And Pittsburgh, I mean, they got one of the best coaches around. I'm sorry. I love their coach.
You love Mike Tomlin?
I love Tomlin. After all these years, he still has that fire. And, I mean, he's trying to rebuild that team to be, you know, I mean, look at his record. He's not had a losing season in 17 seasons. And he continues to always make them into the last week, trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Pittsburgh.
You're going with Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I mean, Pittsburgh's a mess right now offensively. Yeah, I know you love Tomlin, but their offense is terrible. The quarterback is dreadful. Whether it be Justin Fields. Justin Fields.
Yeah, who?
The Chargers are going to go on the road. They got a great quarterback in Herbert.
Yeah.
Of course, Harbaugh has proven it both within the NFL and in college multiple times, and he's doing it again in L.A., Chargers all the way in this one.
All right. Time will tell.
Oh, boy. Denver Broncos at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This one is a Buccaneers 6.5-point favorite over the Broncos.
And I think Tom Brady's calling the game, no less.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on Fox. That's right. You're right.
So I think he might be calling the game.
That'd be interesting.
6.5. Who's favorite?
It is the Bucs.
I'd like to just go with Denver just because of the point spread. I think it's going to be closer than anyone thinks.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers to take the points, and they're going to run away with it. Again, I said last week, it's going to be a big year for the Bucs.
Okay.
Big year for Baker Mayfield.
Well, I'm saying that probably Tampa Bay is going to win, but it's not going to be by the huge point.
Okay.
I'm thinking a field goal, believe it or not.
Okay.
But, okay.
That's fair. Next up, your favorite team, my favorite team, America's favorite team, the Carolina Panthers. I'm only kidding, of course.
Who? Who? Oh,
America's team.
Oh, you mean we're going to be playing this week, hopefully.
Hopefully. Not this week, though. Carolina at Las Vegas take on the Raiders. That's a 4:05 kickoff. Vegas only getting 5 points on this one against the Panthers.
That's a throw game in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It could go either which way. Oh, you want my pick?
Yes.
Oh, you mean I have to give my pick?
Yes.
Las Vegas.
Vegas. Jack is going Vegas. He's rolling that dice.
I'm rolling that dice, and it's going to come up snake eyes probably.
Yeah, well, I like Vegas in this game, too. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. This week they're going with the Red Rifle. He's back, Andy Dalton, for Carolina, but not
going to matter. Former Cowboy backup quarterback.
Not going to matter this time. Raiders, I agree with you. The Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
Who's your quarterback?
Who have no quarterback right now.
No quarterback.
None. Into Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Seahawks, a 4-point favorite.
Just because of the uncertainty of the quarterback, I'm going with Seattle.
I agree with you 1,000%.
I mean, we don't know what the solution is. And again, this is only my personal. I really feel that Tuitasola should really consider retiring. His life is more important than a game.
I agree with you. I think Tua Tagovailoa really should consider retiring. This is now 3 concussions, what, 3 years?
No,
three, four,
four
years?
Five.
Four, yeah.
5 concussions in over 3 years.
It's time to consider it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, yes, he did just sign the huge contract at the beginning of the year.
Right.
But I'm sure in that contract is an injury protection.
I'm sure there is.
You know, so it's not like he's going to be financially strapped. And again, his life is more important.
Yeah. But right now, he's not considering retirement.
Not at all.
And the Dolphins don't have a quarterback, and I'm taking Seattle as well.
And the Dolphins are not even putting him on the injured reserve yet. That's what's very strange.
That's very weird. That's a weird situation.
You would think that they'd at least put him on that. I mean, because injured reserve is 4 to 6 games automatically.
Yeah.
So even if he's, you know, he's fine after the 6th game, he can come back.
Presumably,
Presumably, but why not do that? But that's a whole other issue, the Dolphins. Yeah, so who is the quarterback?
Skylar Thompson. Moving right along. Okay, San Francisco at Los Angeles, LA Rams.
That definitely sounds like a 4 o'clock game.
Oh, it is, 4:25.
All right.
This is in SoFi Stadium in LA, and the Niners on the road are a 7-point favorite.
Going with LA just because of McCaffrey's injury and everything.
Yeah.
You know, Nothing against any of the wide receivers or Brock Purdy. He's amazing. But McCaffrey is that team. He just makes them click. So, L.A.
I agree. I
love L.A.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
I like L.A. in this game. Desperate times quote for desperate measures again. Yeah. Rams are 0-2. They're at home. I'm taking them with the points.
And
Matthew Stafford.
They don't have Cup. Cup is questionable.
I know.
They're
injured, too, but they need it.
I still say L.A.
L.A. for me as well. Yeah. All right, another 4 o'clock game. The Detroit Lions against the Arizona Cardinals Arizona.
Detroit has a bug up their butt right now. They need to win,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're doing everything to win, but the outcomes
That's
are
what
just,
happens sometimes with
the outcomes
teams.
Are just not, the, you know, coming their way.
And the Cardinals shut us up with the way they played last week against the Rams, putting up 41 points.
Well, Murray's back. You know, and mm-hmm. he's playing well as quarterback, and that's where it all starts from. You know, no matter what you say about, these quarterbacks are paid too much and everything, if you don't have a good quarterback who can not also – Murray can run, so mm-hmm. he doesn't just stay in the pocket. He can get you the first down by running.
Yeah.
What's the point spread, sir?
It's 3 points for Detroit.
Arizona?
You're going to go Arizona. I'm going to go Detroit. Again, desperate times call for desperate measures. I'm taking the Lions on the road.
All righty.
All right, moving right along. This is the game to end all games. We are going to Dallas, Texas for the game of the week. It is the Baltimore Ravens into Dallas to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Do the Cowboys have it in them to pull it out after last week's embarrassment at home? Can they do it? Jack, I leave it to you.
Preview of Super Bowl this year. Baltimore versus Dallas.
Wow. Wow.
That is the game of the week in my mind.
Absolutely.
You know, Lamar Jackson versus Dak. Mm-hmm. You know, CeCe, not sure how much he's going to be able to play. He's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one problem that I truly see is we should have never got rid of Tony Pollard. Our star running back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let him walk to the Titans and mm-hmm. everything. We don't have a strong running back core.
No.
But we do have good receivers and everything. And right now our tight end is injured with Jay Ferguson. You know, so we have things against us. And last week, I don't know what happened to the defense that was there in week one. You know, they just fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, what can I say about them? They're just fabulous.
They're 0-2 as well.
Yeah. So they both have hunger issues. You don't want... Jerry Jones will not be a happy camper if they lose
in Dallas.
Yeah. And Baltimore's going 0-3 to start the season. I don't know about that. You know, now what's the point spread? Tell me it's a high point spread at least.
It's 1 point in favor of Baltimore.
Like I said, that's not going to help my cause.
It's basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, that's not going to help my cause here. I got to still go with my boys because I'm a Cowboy, but I don't know.
Be strong, Dad. Jack, be strong.
What? Go against my beliefs?
No. You got to stay with your boys.
No, I'm going to stay with my boys. I'm hoping they can rebound nicely. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. And I think it's going to be defense is going to win the game.
Mm-hmm. This will be Jerry Jones in the third quarter. Someone get me a phone. I want to talk to Belichick now. I'm taking the Ravens. Desperate times call for desperate measures. They're 0-2. Right. They need a win. They're going to get it in Big D.
All right.
Sunday night football. Kansas City.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. Kansas City into Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Suddenly surging Falcons.
Yeah, and suddenly, you know, KC is not being that dominant.
They could have lost last week.
They pulled that squeaker out with a huge field goal and everything.
Thanks, refs. Did I say that?
Whoa. That commentary was brought to you by Mike Cohen, not the station at large.
All right. That's what everyone's saying online right now.
KC and
Atlanta. Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Kansas City is 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, KC.
I agree. Excuse me. I agree through Kansas City as well. I'm taking them. All right. Monday night, we got a doubleheader on Monday night. I don't like these doubleheader.
No.
I don't like them.
No, especially seeming we have to be up bright and early for Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, two games basically at the same time. All right. The first one is Jacksonville at Buffalo at 7:30. Buffalo is a 5-point favorite.
Yeah, that's pretty consistent, Buffalo.
I agree. Buffalo all the way with that one. And then the absolute barn burner. Can't believe this is a Monday night game. Washington at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a 7.5-point favorite.
Just because of the points, believe it or not, I'm going with Washington.
Folks, I don't know what to say, but I'm going to go and disagree. I'm taking Cincinnati.
You think they're going to cover the 7.5 points?
Yes.
Wow. Well, it is Washington, so anything could happen, you know.
Yes.
Wow. Well, like I said, these are our picks. They might not be the ultimate picks, but they're our picks, and we believe in them. And
Well, folks, again, it's our picks, and we're going to stand with them. We're going to stand by them, just like you are standing by your Dallas Cowboys in a critical Week 3 matchup. Good luck
to you. It only just begun, and good luck. Hey, the Jets, they're proving something.
They are. I'm feeling pretty good.
Week 3, and Aaron Rodgers is still playing football, so that's pretty good right there.
Knock on wood.
All right, so we'll be back next Friday with the results of this week and the Week 4 picks. Hope you have a good week, and hey, bet smart, don't overbet.
I like that. Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.